I think competition is good. Actually, I think it's required. Competition stops us from putting things on cruise and just coasting along doing the same thing day in and day out. It helps drive us to improve, to innovate, to go higher, faster, stronger, and better. I think we can all name a number of different companies who've fallen out of favor and slowly whittled away. And certainly when you look at the startup community, that happens all the time. One of the reasons why we started Breakfast Startup is that there's something just as important, I think, to competition, and that's the relationship with those in our circles. Over the last few years of networking, I've had the privilege of meeting so many great people doing interesting things. And in all that time, not once have I met someone developing the same product or service that I am. And even if there is any semblance of similarity, things are so vastly different that we aren't even competing with for the same customers. That doesn't mean that there isn't competition in another city or a country trying to do the same thing as you. We all know there is. But what we found is that within our ever-growing circle, there are people developing great products, services, software, amongst other things, that either myself or someone I know could benefit from. So while we're all racing down the track and trying to compete against people, who are we really racing against? And if it's not against each other, should we be thinking of this entrepreneurial thing as really a team sport? Over the last number of years, slowly we've been seeing startup ecosystems being developed in cities all across the globe. And now ecosystems bring together various levels of government, technology, investors, and mentors, and links them with the brave souls striking off to try to do something on their own, bringing the expertise and funding into a centralized location to make the incubation and acceleration of a business easier is certainly a great thing. An ecosystem and the building blocks are needed, but the mentors and experts, they only have so much time to spread around. And governments, well, they've only got so much grant money to give out. Investors will only back so many different companies where they see their worthwhile risk reward. So when we thought of Breakfast Startup, we decided and we thought, is this really something where a community could show its worth? Creating Team Ottawa or Team Toronto, where collectively we support and help each other out in an effort to grow. As entrepreneurs, we all need help. We need help in getting our product and service developed. We need help in finding people who will try and give us feedback to help us improve what we're delivering. It could be help building a base of both paying and bartered business, or maybe getting testimonials and people to become our cheer squad. By building these relationships with those around us, perhaps we'll find a partner who can help accelerate our timelines and get our product to market faster. Or just by treating someone to coffee, they can shed light on their experiences and be able to help you along with your journey. Or maybe you can find a customer for your service who you could help eliminate either the cost of doing or building something on their own. Now, with Breakfast Startup, our goal is to bring people together, to showcase interesting businesses and talk about the lessons learned so that others can avoid the pitfall we've encountered. To help new businesses find their customers and give opportunity for those wanting to give back, and to find those who want to help. I heard a great saying a while back, the best type of funding is a paying customer. And with so many of us striving to succeed, that customer or partner or friend may be closer than you think. So here's to growing as a community and becoming each other's customers.